This week, in this very chaotic episode, we read The Housemaid by Frida McFadden. Did I say her last name right, y'all?
McFadden.
Yeah, I did it. Corey's, can you pull the book, lady?
All right. Billy hasn't had an easy time finding a job, what with her past and all. So when Nina Winchester offers her a very cushy housemaid job, Millie jumps at the offer. And she can put up with a lot. Nina's mood swings and ignoring the spark between her and Andrew and that creepy little girl of theirs with the fancy dresses. She can handle it. But things start going sideways fast and the tables seem to turn pretty quickly for both Millie and Nina. Can this housemaid handle this big of a mess? If you haven't read The Housemaid by Frida McFadden, stop here and go read it because there are only spoilers ahead.
You did good.
And everything.
You sound like an announcer. I love it. So, what did you guys?
I used to have answer phones. That. Hi, this is Corey. How can I help you? I am not that person.
It's that customer service. What did you guys think?
I really enjoyed this, especially with like the twist at the end. And I was just like, oh, shut the front door. Let's go.
And no, that's fair.
So let's start at the beginning because like, that's what got me hooked. I'm not going to lie. I'll admit it to the audience and I'll admit it to you guys. I did not want to read the book for the longest time. Because I felt like it was overly hyped. And now, I mean, I understand why. I immediately was sucked in that first chapter.
No, that's fair. It's definitely, I thought I was going to be Colleen Hoovered because I've read Frida McFadden books before. And like, I really enjoyed Never Lie, but I read a couple of her other books. And some of them are just kind of like, okay. Like, I wasn't a big fan of Do Not Disturb. But it was, this book, I was honestly really into.
It was so good.
Yeah, I loved the character. So like when you guys presented this and you're like, oh, we want to read this, it's a lot like Verity, which is the first book that I read for the podcast. And I was talking to some of my friends about it, and they're like, oh yeah, Housemaid, it's a lot like Verity. And then I was like, oh, okay. So I had a pretty good idea of what to expect. But the ways that this book is different than Verity are like right down my alley. I was here for that in such a big way.
So then let's for interview. I felt like you get creepy vibes, at least I did, during that interview. I was like, there has to be something wrong with this woman. Especially when she takes Millie in the room and Millie like makes a comment about the locks.
Yeah.
What has it? Because like I said, I walked in, I try and walk in as blind as I can. And I was like, this lady's giving culty vibes. She is, like, way too happy. And just really ready to hire her. And, like, you already know from, like, the very first little bit that she definitely has a background that is not keen to, like, rich white folk ladies. And so when she was just like, yes, absolutely, I want you. I was like, it's going to be some sacrificial crap here. And I was not entirely off. So.
No.
And then he, too, like, the fact that he didn't want her there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Onto Which that, and I'm like.
Yeah.
So.
The further you get in. Sorry.
Going back to Verity, it's like I definitely saw a lot of similarities between the character Verity's character as and Nina first off, like straight off the bat, like based off of how Verity was always described.
Yeah.
Because obviously Verity is kind of catatonic at that point. But it was very, very similar in like appearance wise. And actions and all of this.
So that first instance of her being batshit crazy with Millie, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, because it kind of comes out of nowhere. And I was just like, my first thought is, oh, she's, you know, Maybe she's bipolar, maybe. And then there for a second when she started finding wrappers randomly in the bathroom and like a house completely destroyed in the middle of the night, I was like, do we have like a Emily Bronte, like a twin, like somebody is showing up at night? What is going on here?
Is Verity waking up in the middle of the night to fuck you kind of thing?
Yeah, those kind of vibes. Like, is she, who's doing all of the mess? Who's making these messes? Because these people aren't home to make these messes.
And you know, the PTO scene as well. And PTA. I was in the, yeah, the PTA. Sorry, guys. The PTA incident in the beginning. I got mad at Millie, actually, because I was like, girl, quit. It ain't worth it.
But she can't find anything, and she's living in her car. Like, they got her at, like, the most desperate of desperate situations.
But I'm not gonna lie. I clocked it. I was like, he's gonna sleep with her. I don't know why scene in
particular. Oh, 100%.
I was like, Now, I want to say that, like, we would be remiss not to talk about the gardener.
Enzo.
And
Enzo kept trying to clue her in.
The whole time. And that left me in the beginning, too. I was like, okay, so, like, what does he know?
Yeah.
Just say it. And then I got mad at her, too, because I was like, why are you lusting after him when you can have Enzo? Girl, be real.
But then Enzo ends up being like, no, crazy lady, no. Also, get out of here. And, which just made me laugh, like, the way she was just like, well, if I can't have the gardener. And look, okay. So, I got big feelings about cheating and whatnot, and people who, even if someone is unhappy in a relationship, the answer is no. There is a wall there. Do not break. I don't care how unhappy this man is, or if his wife is in a freaking coma upstairs, like in Verity. The answer is no. No, do not. And she's just like, I literally have in my notes, I have bad Millie, bad.
For real?
What? I was the whole time, right? All I kept thinking was, what the fuck with Millie? And it wasn't until towards the end that I was like, okay, I'm not mad at you anymore. The whole book, like the first part of it, I was like, girl, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, there's a line there and you don't cross it. When she crossed it, I was like, you know what? I don't care about any of these people. I hope terrible things happen. And then terrible things do happen. And then she kind of, like you said at the end, she's the, when there's the big twist and you're just like, yes. Yes to all this.
For real.
I felt a lot better about her.
And hopefully
she's learned her lesson.
Amazing, by the way. It was one of those, like, I didn't see it quite happening like that.
At least, yeah, not like that. Because it's like I said with Never Lie, I really enjoyed reading that one, and that twist really got me in the end. And Frida is really good about that.
Well, and it's because they give you the twist you see coming, which is, again, spoilers ahead, when Nina has set this up. Mm-hmm. She has gone crazy. She's been absolutely crazy, leaves at the perfect time, and suddenly kicked out and is kind of going pretty easily, honestly. But then after that twist of you find out that Nina set it up the whole time because she's been, like, horrifically abused by this monster in disguise, and then you're just like, oh, so this girl is the scapegoat. And then it turns out, oh no, she's not just trying to sacrifice her. She has basically put a tiger in with a tiger. And I was here for it. I was like, what? Yes. And it goes exactly the way I wanted it to.
You know what the biggest thing that threw me off about this was the major Oedipus complex that we had.
Yeah.
With Andrew.
With his mom.
And you know what? Like, the fact that Enzo was in it with her, helping her get out.
Yeah.
Well, okay. to a degree, because he told her, like, why are we sacrificing this whole other person for this? Like, we can do this another way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried his...
Nope.
And it comes to find out they had a relationship with each other, too, because she slept with him when she got out.
Yeah.
And again, like, Enzo, I'm not going to lie.
Well, then even with him at the end, like, he ends up, like, it's suggestive. It doesn't, like, put it right on the nose, but it's suggestive that he ends up with Millie.
Okay, so plot twist, like, not plot twist, gonna ruin the second book. They are married with kids, yes.
Enzo and Millie?
Yeah.
That
sounds
good.
They
help a lot of women out with their issues. So we're going to have a quote on that. You guys just read the book. It's such a good... The second book I enjoyed better than the first book, to be honest with you. It was really good. It was. And I fucking love them together.
Yeah.
I will have to look into that.
I've read all of the books. I might be getting the second one confused with the third. But I love how they describe his older body, too. Because at this point, they both have been together for, what, 15 years?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because she's how old when she... It's been 10 years, so she's 27.
Yeah, because she was, let me see, almost 40.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, they're very happy together. I want to say it was the third book they showed them married, and the second one they were fucking around. But either way, I am here for it. I love Enzo, and I'm just going to implore you guys to read the second and third book, because he is a whole fucking vibe.
I'm here for it.
Like, whole vibe, loves the shit out of his woman, but also wants to do what's right. But going back to the first book, my favorite scene is when she locked him in that room.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. That payback.
When Millie got him in that room. And I think, okay, so let's backtrack a little bit and explain to our listeners what his bad deed was.
So... Andrew, it feels so weird to say because my husband's name is Andrew.
My brother-in-law's name is Andrew, and his wife, we all refer to him as AJ, and his wife, because he was all grown up when he met her, so instead of going by AJ, he goes by Andrew. And so she refers to him as Andrew, and that is like, every time I hear the word Andrew, I hear it in her voice, and it's hilarious. Anyway.
So basically, you have Miss Nina Winchester, who is, like, for those who don't know, and does feel like they just want the Spark Notes version. Andrew and Nina are happily married. He basically wants to adopt her daughter, and they just, like, you know, it seems also picture perfect. But everyone's talking about Nina behind her back, calling her crazy, all this, that, and the other. And he's just like, I don't know how to help her. He's playing the woe is me card. But every time she would step out of line behind closed doors, have you ever watched any of those true crime documentaries about, like, you know, like, who the fuck did I marry?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of situations? Because that's where I was going with a lot of that. It was just like, I would catch glimpses and then I would just visualize an episode of who the fuck did I marry? he would basically lock her in this room and give her, like, specific, I don't want to say activities, but tasks, tortures. I guess is a better word.
They were tortures.
And it's like she would have to comply. Like, did she, oh, she didn't get her hair done? Okay, well, you now have to pluck out so many hairs. And I have to count them, and if you don't have enough, or you don't do it in the time frame, you're going to have to start all over again. I'm sorry. You know, it's like, it was always like that condescending, like, parental tone of just like, well, these are the consequences of your actions, dear. You're just going to have to learn. And if you can't, you're just going to have to start all over again. This is for your own good.
That's
very calm. That he's got like the whole time where he's just like, he'll knock on the door and be like, hey, did you do the thing? Oh, you didn't? Well, actions have consequences, and so you're going to have to. And then so like after the first time he does it to her, and she's like, oh no, I've married a monster. And then he drugs her and then makes everyone believe that she tried to kill her daughter. And so now no one will believe anything she says about him. And she tries to go to her best friend, and her best friend also turns her in. And then she tries to get help from Enzo, and they almost make it, but he catches on. And so now she's like, well, I have to get out of this, and I don't think he will let me go unless he's got a new toy to play with. And that's when Millie enters.
Yeah, it's... That whole thing was just so wild. And it's just like, all I'm thinking of is just like, call the freaking domestic violence line. It's like, that's going through my brain as I'm reading this. I'm like, oh my God. It just, there's ways for you. There are ways for you to do it. And you're just, oh.
But I will say,
also,
his family's rich. Huh? His family's like,
yeah.
Get away with murder rich.
Yeah, I mean, Millie out, because he met his match in Millie.
Yeah.
Oh, he really did.
He wasn't ready.
You get them poor, downtrodden girls, and they don't fuck around.
Well, okay, so this is a little bit of the spoiler of the like second and third book, particularly the second one. I mean, word gets out about what she did and who she is, and I mean, she helps women everywhere, you know, doing unsavory things, of course, but nonetheless,
very vigilante shit.
Very, you. I'm telling you guys, read the second book.
I have it on my Kindle. Start it later.
Yeah, for her character, though, she comes into this, and so like, so from her perspective, this is this perfect family, and then Nina starts acting off, and the kid never really takes a shine to her, and Andrew's just so sweet, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, but he's married, and then she's like, oh, but then she tried to kill her kid, and she's crazy, and he's just being so patient with her, and she can't have kids anymore, and oh my gosh, and you know, we're alone, and I haven't seen a man proper in 10 years, and like, she's coming up with all these excuses, and the whole time I'm like, Millie, no. Millie! No! Millie! And just listen, Linda. Do not. And she just goes, I will go do nodding all over the place. And ends up with him, and he almost immediately goes home and is like, Nina, peace out. And she's just like, I mean, I'm mad about it, but bye. And then Millie is just like, oh, I'm going to have this, you know, I have him, and I'm going to have this perfect life, and, you know, I'm going to be the new woman of the house. And, like, she just falls for this thing so quickly and so desperately. She falls for him. And I hated it so much.
It feels like he put her in that room, too.
Yeah.
It was... Mm-hmm. Like, a day after? 2 days after?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, damn, he wasted no time with her. But you know what? I felt like the whole time he was torturing her and she was stuck in that room, she was just getting pissed.
Yeah. No, for real.
She wasn't scared. She was just getting angry.
And I mean, it cost him his life. And I'll tell you this, too. It's pretty fucked up that even his own mother was like, I got you.
Well, the thing is his mom is where he got it. It's a cycle because he got this behavior from his mother.
Which is, again, the Oedipus complex there.
Yeah. And because when she's talking to Nina at the funeral of, you know, because he's dead and, you know, with the teeth, his teeth got pulled out because Millie doesn't do things halfway.
No.
But she thinks Nina's the one who tortured him, and she's basically like, good girl, it's good that you put him in his place. And then she just leaves, and I'm like, get out now! Run, Nina! Run! Don't look back! Because that is terrifying.
Yeah. Oh,
scary old money with like those kind of power complexes. That is
for real.
Nightmare fuel.
So I had a random thought reading this as well, because we talked about it being like similar in certain aspects to Verity. But I kind of got another, like, we did an episode on this book as well, but Andrew kind of reminded me of the husband in Hidden
Pictures.
Am I wrong? Just the way that he was acting all of a sudden? It was like Andrew was a combination of the husband and the wife in Hidden Pictures, and it was just weird.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can agree with that. I will tell you, like, it was a twist I didn't see coming. The whole time I thought she was crazy, if I'm being honest with you. The whole time I was like, this bitch is crazy. This is crazy. And it was like one of those really delightful twists. Like, Frieda did so good with this book.
Yeah, because with Millie's background from like dating from when she was like a little kid, just looking at guys treating girls poorly and being like, that's unacceptable and I will take it to your level. And she's just been beating the crap out of men who deserve it for so long. And then she's met like the final boss kind of vibe. And she was just like, okay, I mean, I tried to do it the peaceful way, but bet. Oh, I loved it.
You fucked around. Now you're going to find out.
Yes, and the teeth got me. I was like, damn, girl.
Well, the way he goes for, like he sets it. I like how, like, the background, the research she probably did on, like, how men like this exist. I mean, that's why they're so scary, is because this is a thing that could happen. I mean, this is an exaggerated form, but it's not so far. But, like, he got Nina when she was pregnant and a receptionist. And he got her, she was a single mom and was, like, on the lowest end of the low, just trying to make ends meet. And he just comes in and he just love bombs her all over the place and, like, gets her, you know. But, and she's stuck because she's not from money. She has nothing. So she thinks he's this hero who's come to rescue her and giving her all this stuff. And then it turns out that he's now used her daughter against her and, like, has manipulated her so much because he took her from this worst position. And then I think that's why he moved so quick with Millie, because with Nina it took a little while and he waited until they'd been, like, married for a while before he started punishing her. And with Millie, he's just like, she literally, like, today has no place to go. She has nowhere to go. She lived in her car. She will go straight back to jail. I have so much power here. I can begin these power games immediately. Oh.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It was so... And when I keep coming back to this, and audience can put up with me for a little bit, that second book, so good. Because she does... The plot in that, I'm not going to ruin it, is so good. And, like... You know, it's one of those, I didn't see it coming until the very end. And I was like, what? She goes and works for another family. That you can read on the back of the book. But it's one of those things of, like, the whole time I was reading it, I was getting angry and angry because I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, Millie, you just went through this, literally. But it's such a good book. I would tell you, we were talking about the whole Enzo thing and them being married. That's the third book. The second book, I had to, like, refresh my brain. The second book, they're broke up. He comes back for his lady, and it's a really good scene, too. Like, Millie continuously in this book series is a strong-ass bitch, and I would not want to mess with her, period.
Right.
No, fucking that's fair.
She is who you want. She's in, like, your corner, though.
Yes.
Is who you want. I absolutely love her character more than I thought I would. And
yeah. Oh, for sure.
about the book, we got to take a second to just talk about the movie. The movie looks amazing.
I'm stoked. I can't wait.
I am so excited to go and see it. And I love who they have playing all the characters in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, let's see. It's Amanda Seyfried. Hold on. I'll pull up a cast list because it's like I remember looking at the. Sydney Sweeney is Millie. Brandon Sklenner. Okay, him. I have been obsessing over him because regardless of my feelings on It Ends With Us, he did really good as Atlas in that movie. And then he's also in 1923, and I've been obsessed with that.
He played an amazing part in that as well. And I think he is one of those dudes that, you know, he's like good looking. He seems so sweet. And all of his things, I've seen him like that. He's this very suave. And so he definitely gives off the whole, I like to lock women in the...
punish them. Well, and the way he punishes them, too. Like, legit, like, his... What is it? So pulling, you know, you didn't do your hair on the proper time. You didn't get your hair done on the proper time. So you have to pull out exactly 100 hairs from your scalp. Or, like, what was... she didn't put 3 books back. So then he got these books on torture and how to, like, prepare a soundproof
room. Well, no, he made Millie do that one.
I'm talking about all of his punishments and how, like, he took whatever the thing was and, like, twisted it in on them. And the books he used for Millie's punishment were like specifically on torture and
they were
like, yeah.
And it also not going to talk about Millie's retaliation with that?
Oh, when she starts having him pull teeth and
crotch. Yeah, putting the books, because it's like she's like, you got to put the books on your. Do exactly what I did and put the books there. And he's like, oh, well, this will be fine, you know? And she's like, no, move it lower.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, hit him literally right where it hurts.
I mean, he deserved every bit of that. Like, he would have just went and treated other women. And what was it that they were saying that he had an issue with an ex-girlfriend that he treated horribly like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was the detective's daughter. And that's how Nina gets away with this. Because she shows up because she feels bad. You know, oh, maybe Millie can't handle it. Maybe, you know, maybe I have to own it. Because Enzo is like the conscience of everybody. He's like, hey, there is good and bad. You can't just willy-nilly go sacrificing other women in hopes that they're going to be able to handle this better than you. And so when she shows up and she's like, I'm going to take the rap for this. You run as fast as you can. And the detective is like, he dated my daughter. There's nothing to see here. He murdered himself, or he got locked in there. It's fine. And every other cop is like, that's fine too.
Exactly.
It was such a beautiful, I love the ending. Mm-hmm. I have no complaint with the ending of this book at all.
No. I liked this better than Verity.
Absolutely. Now, am I going to go watch Verity comes out? Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, we did it with Ends With Us, so we gotta do it with Verity. Thank God. What's her face? Blake Lively isn't doing it. That's all I gotta say on that one. Although, I am excited to see about Anne Hathaway's performance in that.
And, she's playing Verity.
Yeah, she's playing Verity.
Oh, so excited.
She's going to do a good job with that.
But I will say this book is 10 times better than Verity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it's because Millie made this book 10 times better than Verity.
Well, yeah. I like Millie better. She's, frankly, this book, it says a lot about me, but it's more fun. Like, when that twist hits you and you're like, you get to, because in Verity, there's really, she just finds out these terrifying things and just has to live with it. Whereas Millie is like, I am going to take action, like, right now.
See, and that's, I think, This is going to sound really weird, but I feel like women who are in similar positions domestically might find kind of like a hope with that. Empowerment.
Oh, yeah, because Millie didn't. Like, she took that shit. She was like, no, you're not going to treat me or anybody else like that. And I loved Millie's character. I said it already like 5 times. Read the second book. I'm going to keep saying that. Because, well, like,
next book after this is like
The Housemaid's Secret.
Well, I'm talking about the next book we're reading.
Oh.
Yeah. So, dear listeners, as long as you're still with us, next book, we won't record next week because we're on every other week recording right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can pop one more recording, all of us, for December. But we'll be back and be ready in January for more consistency. The next book we're going to be reading is the Hunger Games book. I just had a big blank.
It is Sunrise on the Reaping, the most recent release from Suzanne Collins.
And I'm so excited for that.
It's such a good book, and I'm excited to talk about it too.
One of my favorite
books. Binge the crap out of this.
It's so good.
You know what? When we come back like full time, we should definitely make you guys read the second and third Housemaid.
I'm down to do a couple sequels.
Yeah.
We gotta go. But in saying that, thank you for bearing with us as we figure out just recording times and life. As everyone knows, holidays is crazy.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And thanks for listening to us. And do you want to do like the shameless plug?
Always. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. Instagram is The Last Chapter Podcast, and on TikTok is The Last Chap Pod 2. I will hopefully be back up and doing more with the social media aspect on that end. But yeah, make sure you go follow us on there. All of our major updates and what we're reading will be posted there.
As always, thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This was a good book, by the way.